Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 1st, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
EV prospects in the U.S. remain positive, despite Trump's policies. The electric vehicle industry in the United States is facing uncertainty due to President Trump's policies, which have reduced federal support. Despite this, experts remain optimistic about long-term prospects, citing industry investments and global demand. Companies like Lucid Motors, NASDAQ, LCID must navigate these challenges. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focusing on major companies, offering various services like wire solutions, article syndication, and social media distribution. To stay updated, text BILLION to 88924192, U.S. mobile phones only, or visit BillionDollarClub.com for more information.
State Roundup. Removal of remnants of Key Bridge begins. Number of Baltimore miners killed in gun violence drops. Howard raises penalties for paid house parties. Demolition of the remaining structures of the Francis Scott Key Bridge has begun, with crews methodically peeling away the decking. The number of miners killed in Baltimore has dropped to the lowest level in over a decade, reflecting a broader decline in violence. Howard County has raised civil penalties for paid house parties to address disruptions in suburban neighborhoods. Meanwhile, U.S. Rep. Jamie Raskin and other members of Congress are suing to access detention facilities for immigrants facing deportation. Montgomery County Council is urged to attract more bioscience businesses to fill vacant space. Baltimore County Council member Todd Crandell has been accused of endangering police, while the support for Baltimore County Inspector General Kelly Madigan remains strong despite a new nominee. McLaren Automotive is set to open its first U.S. vehicle processing center near the collapsed Key Bridge in late 2026.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.